When I was a little girl, well, when I was first born in 1920, we lived down on the Mayanus River. And on the property was a big barn and also a white ice house. When I was 3 years old, the ice house had sawdust in it. And at that time, vagrant men that kind of wandered through were called tramps. And there was one sleeping in the ice house and smoking, and the sawdust that was left from the year before from the ice caught fire. And there was this terrible fire in the night. And I remember sitting on my mother's lap in the bedroom window watching this fire. And of course, at that time, your telephone system, it was a party line, and there was an operator. And somehow or other, either my father or mother had called the operator and said to let all the men in town know that this fire was going on, because we didn't have a fire department in Bedford. So men arrived with buckets, and because we lived on the river, they had a kind of a bucket brigade where they were passing the buckets. But what they did, the ice house burnt down, but it saved our house and the barn. And it was kind of terrifying for a child to look out and see this terrible fire. But after that, it seemed to me like it was every night all these men would come to the house. I'm sure maybe it wasn't every night. It just, in my little mind, that's the way it was.
And how old were you approximately?
3 years old. And it was 1923. That was when the Bedford Fire Department was born, because they knew at that time they needed some protection in town, and they didn't have a volunteer fire department. So all the men in town, I'm sure they must have gone other places to meet, but I know they met at our house many nights and discussed whatever they had to do. And of course, at that time, Lathrop and Edith Colgate lived in Bedford, and they were very, very, that was Colgate Palmolive, and they were very civic-minded with anything that would go on with Bedford. And when they were doing this, trying to get this fire department together, they donated the property, to put a fire department on. And then Edith Colgate became one of the first fire commissioners that they had in Bedford. So she was way ahead of her time as far as women's lib. But it was very interesting to me to think back on that it was just an accepted thing that they gave the property and she was a commissioner.